Everybody, it's that time for your Hot Minute. Oh my goodness, we are back. It's been nutty, ridiculous, crazy, good, fast. What can I say, Christine? I hope you're with me. You are here with me, aren't you?
I am right here with you.
Okay,
hey,
good.
Everyone. Hi. I know, nutty, crazy, busy. Nutty, curveballs. Yeah, have been coming in, but they've been good curveballs. And what I love about this is that here we are living our lives the way that it usually happens for all of us, that, you know, we try to commit to this as to the best of our ability. Right, Deb?
Yep.
Because we love it. And we've been doing it for years and years and years now, except sometimes you'll get these really important moments in your life that you got to grab, you got to catch, you got to shut everything down. And we will share that with you in a little bit as time rolls forward. Some things need to settle into place, but know that we were in a really lovely space while all of this was going on, and we were not with you. So we want to let you guys know that.
That's right, but we got a lot to say, so we're going to try our darndest to keep this to a hot minute. I'm kind of thinking it's going to be a super hot look out. Oh my God, they had something to say.
I know, we've missed them. We've missed you.
We have. We've missed you very much, and thanks for rolling with us. And on that note, let's get this party started, because I have a hot minute for you. For you and you and you and Christine, for you too. And this hot minute is truly inspired by a celebratory, because we must celebrate our national holidays. I've been missing them, frankly, and I bet everyone else has too. And if you haven't, just tell me you have, or you'll break my heart. That's right. You guys, today is National Tell a Story Day.
Yep.
And I love that. I love it for so many reasons. Isn't it great?
Mm-hmm.
So when I say tell a story, what do you think of, Christine?
I think that we're all living a story, except that we don't acknowledge that. It's not in our consciousness that we are a story that we are living out loud. That's what I think about.
That's right. And what is the story that you script for yourself? That's exactly what I think of, Christine. You think about growing up and the stories we just want to hear over and over and over again. And what are those stories from being a kid that you remember that are so important to you? They captured your imagination. You were a character in the book. You resonated with someone or something that was going on. Are you still drawn to those same characters today, just in a different way? And how is it that you're scripting the story of your life? Because the story you tell yourself becomes real. You want to be very, very aware and very careful at times about what it is that you're putting into that story that's unfolding of your in your life. And you guys, that is my wonderful celebratory hot minute for you today. Christine, that's what I got.
Oh, that's a show. That's something for a radio show. We could talk about that for hours and hours and hours. I know, I didn't want you to stop talking. And not surprisingly at all in the least, I am going to add something that is really copacetic with what Deb has presented, which is your story, which is the beautifulness of you and everything that the juiciness of you. Think about your relationships in your life. Every single relationship that you have, from being a parent to being a lover to being a business associate to being et cetera, a sister, a mother, a brother, et cetera. Yeah. Think about all these different people that you're interacting with in your life. And I just want to put this one little nugget into your psyche, into your conscious awareness. Every single time you reach for them in some way, shape, or form, that could be physical, it could be emotional, it could be practical, you know, some sort of need, but every time you're reaching for them, because that's exactly what you're doing. I'm using that for very specific reasons, that word. Not meeting them, not engaging with them. You're actually reaching towards them. It gives you an opportunity to do something profound, to begin again. That's it. Every single time I greet Deb in the morning, I am reaching for her in one way, shape, or form. It's not saying hello. It's not hugging or giving a morning kiss. It's not, you know, we take this this very real forward movement towards somebody else for granted, and that yet that's what we're doing. And the probability is there that they will not reach toward us in the way that we're reaching towards them. And that's when you start to have this shutdown experience. And there's a thought that I will share later on about holding your center even inside of that. But think about this. You are reaching for people every single day. And that reaching is to truly begin again in some potential, some hope, something. So chew on that. And you guys, I love you. Happy Monday.
And that's another Hot Minute.